out of the next morning. What you using the same stuff you use for yourself.
Well,
I'm
back to the third
term
about we come back to two specific issues. One, for us to be able to adopt a program, a very short program that takes up until the end of September. And secondly, that's where we are, and that's the nature of our program. I might also indicate, just before we start anything else, that I've received two service correspondents from the minister. The one correspondence, I had it somewhere here. The one correspondence talked to us as a committee about some of us, what we have heard, and that of the resignation of the Director General. That's number one correspondence. And two correspondence that we did receive. Correspondence that introduces the acting director general to further constitute the powers of the word. The CFO, the chief, is the answer to the communication. I have got, let me just from the outset mention that part. And then, of course, we are. Thanks for that discovery already in the management. I think for that, Maria, we are Thank you. now we have such a scenario where we have that, this top program within which we might wish to take a step from that. Are we okay with that response? This is fine. Okay. Yes. In other words, to come back on research, we'll look into that and see how best we program that. Okay, any further issues? We are in the program, am I right? Yeah. zone üzerinde. DDPWP ilerleyen indi ama mesela bu zaman hatta değil ama tam değil mi? Bir program devreye girdiğinde komünist kılığı yüksek empeleyen sonra sütten de o gruptu sanki bir ver ama var. O şu abi çıkardım da sütten aman hasta da program bu sen değil ikoda yusko bunun bu da uçuyor bir sıra uçuyor bu bu uze abi tekiyle kuruşun geldi ikna ya bu uçuyor bu
ya bu nasıl ya bu nasıl 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 bu bu nasıl 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 Hamidullah'ın Yabana hamdiri, kaşı bulutu. Yabana da ben ilk kez kaşı bulmayanı ona ulaşan sen kişi. Siz o beni, nabakla, nalaba bildi.
Just me then. Mirza is not able to come to heal her. That's what the written apology tells. The other report that we did receive by word of mouth from us is that the Deputy Minister is out in Malaysia on business of government. So those are the only two apologies that we have. We have to have 10, they could say, only 1.5 apologies. The one is official, the other one is not official. Thank you.
I'm being accompanied by my colleagues here, of which most of them are known to the other members, but I think for the sake of recording, I'll ask for colleagues to introduce themselves.
Thank you. My name is
Just to name a few. We infrastructure where, as I mentioned, maybe some examples that related to our project, where we intervene, where we spend in excess of 324 million to address the issue of pollution in the biodiversity. We also had to do a number of releasing of water from the city agents, and each time we do those releasing, we had to incur costs, which is a not small amount, it's also quite a huge cost. We also had to do a reprioritization. Since the time we reported that we, in the previous financial year, 2015, we requested for all of us of about 1.6 billion, and it was indicated by our national treasury that we had no additional money, and all no. So we had to reprioritize our budget to cater for the commitments from the Divas Foundation. We also reported that we were also strengthening our internal corporate environment to address the issue raised by the Auditor General. If members can recall, the previous financial year, the department was qualified on issues of commitment and accruals. And last time when we were here, we promised that we do everything within our power to make sure that we address those issues, of which we did complete exercise in the fourth quarter. And results are beginning to show, and I'm sure when the Auditor General reports in the next time they come here, they will bear testimony to the work that we did in addressing issues of commitment in the department as well as afterwards. So some of the reprioritization exercises that we did in the fourth quarter also involved determining some of the points where we had low spending, where we realized that the money that we allocated as in our annual purpose plan, we're not going to be fully spent because we were not spending in those projects. Chair and honourable members, we will present our quarterly report in two phases. The first part will deal with the non-financial information as well as the financial information, where the CFO for both the main account as well as the entity will do the detailed presentation of those ones. But part of the work that we've done to strengthen our governance for our internal control environment, other than the financial reporting, is also to improve our non-financial reporting. Because we do admit upfront there is a gap that we are working hard to improve on the non-financial information that we present. Part of the intervention that we're doing is the alignment of the annual performance plan to our budget, making sure that each program has demand plans in place that align to the annual performance plan as well as the budget, and making sure that any deviation from there is approved by the relevant delegated authority, being the investing authority as well as the academic authority. So, Chair, allow me to invite my colleague, Barbara, to reporting for the fourth quarter on the non-financial information, and immediately after the CFO made a comment to the detailed proposal on the financial information.
Thank you, Mr. Chief. Good morning, honorable members. In front of you, you have watched three documents. the total CapEx, capital expenditure budget for the financial year 2024 billion, about 1.3 billion of which has been used for the airport for 2015 as our reach 9.9. We move over to slide 25. On a very high level, the department has prioritized programs, and we see that the bulk of our understanding was reaching in program 3 in our infrastructure development program, which is 107 million. And that's where we actually need to cross over of our 43 million from the country in the kilometer of our program. The main thing for the understanding, we are using implementing agents to implement some of the projects, and there was a bit of a delay in implementing the administration, we have an understanding of 1.8 million. The level understanding of 1.8 million is for translate to our non-profit organization for about 800 thousand and to our higher education institution for about a million. In water planning and information management, we have an understanding of 50 million, of which 11 million is coming from our compensation agencies. We had a moratorium at first stage because the department was currently structuring structure. Of our 15.7 billion. go over to slide number 15, just on the details in problem 1. In problem 1, as I've mentioned, there's a spending of 1.8 billion. We are mainly coming from two sub-level work in problem 1 to our corporate services on the use of the transit to higher education institutions, which will not be done. We will have some investment from the higher education institution, as well as our transfer of the decision that could not be made to our non-profit organization for the same reason. The documents are not received. But otherwise, to all the other post-grad programs within our plan, we actually spent all the money, so that's for the transfer that we spent the money. You move over to program 2 on slide 31. The details of the underspending though, 50.6 million, like I mentioned, 7.4 million of that was coming from the competition of employees by default, because we could not appoint all the employees because of the moratorium. When the pandemic gives us the decision to the employees to go on the spend. Moving over to slide 32 for water infrastructure program. The details of the underspending of the 107 million, the bulk of it was coming from, well, 32 million of that was on our competition utilities, the moratorium, and 42.9 million on our normal user services. You see that 25 million that was showing on our accounts that we could not spend, and that's why we put the rollover from 3 million coming from the project for the 2017 financial year. You move to slide 33 on program 4. Program 4, we had an underspending of 55 million, that is huge. In line with what my political state, sanitation is underperformed today, and as you can see, we are using spend about 60 million of our budget directly into what we saw in our performance, as well as the non-sector, about 1 to 4 million. This project program was also affected in terms of the moratorium, because 1.6 million could not be spent on compensation of issues because of the moratorium. But we also requested a rollover from this project of over 18 million coming from the underspend budget of 55 million. In program 5, the underspending is only 9.2 million. I think all the sub programs there, they all did not fully spend their budget, but they were all about 97% going upward. The main reason then for the underspending is because of the issue that is went forward for litigation, for that is awaiting an opinion from our legal advisors, as well as the outstanding MOU that have not been signed in the subcommittee to the Chancellor of the Union Bank. The rest of the slides are basically the narratives which we've already gone through, so I don't think it's going to have any more detail, because I want to give you the the last part would be the financial information on WTE or the entity, and I'll send it to you more information.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Member, and my audible. We are also having the water saving entity part. Out of the water saving entity, we have a brief augmentation from the fiscal. 1.5 billion has been received in the previous financial year, and we also received the revenue from the provision of water services. We had budgeted 8.7 billion and then we had charged revenue of 8.7 billion. We also received the third component of revenue that we are receiving is from the construction work that we have done. We have budgeted about 800 million and then we have charged 449 million. The next slide try to explain the deviation from of the revenue. Basically, the National Treasury has cut our allocation in the previous financial year, and then again, for you to be able to touch revenue out of construction, that work needs to be digital. So we had quite a number of work that was not there. The expenses that we have incurred into employee costs, 804, operating expenditure, 1.7 billion. The finance cost of 426, and also we've got a portion of depreciation and amortization and impairment. this happen because the WTE is waiting on the actual pace, so the allocation for the impairment and depreciation that we need to take into account. We have spent only all about 92%, that is 2 billion was not spent at the end of the financial year. So the allocation, I'm on track for the allocation that we have received from the discuss, we have been allocated to the project as detailed in this slide, and then a total amount of 1.3 billion was spent out of allocation of 1.7 billion. The slide that follow is actually a narrative where we indicating the spending or the area of understanding the project that we have highlighted. I'm not sure if I have to go into details on that. I'm now at slide 49, because all those slides indicate the area of spending and understanding. Now, once we have with the other revenue from the sales, we are allocating this revenue to our various clusters, where we are doing rehabilitation of our canals, we are doing operation and maintenance. Now this slide is indicating how we have fared in terms of the spending. There has been a balance of 10% understanding in this area. So we are also incurring expenditures on the capital program, like it indicates. Out of a budget of 420, we have spent 321, with an understanding of 23%. And then we are also having a project of water monitoring to enable us to capture accurately the water because so that there are average charges. And then that project with a budget of 65 million, we were able to spend 51 million. That is apart from the WTT.
manner that and what would be the features of the international cooperation after in other places. You know, those would have been not my two main concerns. And I would have thought you also dwell a little bit more on your partner eradication program. It's something that is hot potato, I would imagine, you know, by now. We'll be talking about moving targets here. One point where is in the committee that you must talk about as much as your targets. Take it to June, but as we speak now, we're still struggling way beyond June. And if you can talk to us about that, because I'm not even sure whether we need to get any explanation. By now, I'm not sure. Because it's a game of data. I must use those words. Because you would have expected to meet your target, which you did not meet. You even advised that shift your target to June, which you were very confident that you would definitely meet your target. And June is long gone. We're still talking about struggles that you are going through. I'm not sure, friends, what is it that really motivates us at this time? You might be a practical machine. A machine is all the hardware. It's deliberate because you had indicated that you confidently stayed through despite our advice. Was still stuck with this situation. I thought maybe one should just mention those few Mrs. Connor and Mr. Basson,
$48 million.
ngiphinde waya futhi kubantu basemakhaya nakhona kuthi bahala no-25 million. Umbuzo wami uhlala kanjani 25 million kanye abantu basesemakhaya? Ngingathatha manje ngiye kunabamasebenzikhaya asikagqumeka uthoukuthi mhlawumbe akhipha amanzi manje akuthangesa waheka manje babasemakhaya bayaa most of the time I have to be real as the department is. The department must know that it shows that they are really training and they manage their routine, belong to the taxpayer. So it has to be used properly. Like in PE, people are complaining that things are not happening in a proper way. So the department must make sure that they do their job properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm really concerned that this department don't have the ability to spend their budget. The previous financial year, the 2014-15 year, they unspent 2 billion, of which 1.6, as mentioned, was not rolled over, and this is got a knock-on effect on projects. Now we get it here to say that this year we only understand 189 million. This is not true. Because you gave back to National Treasury 827 million. I debated this with the minister in Parliament. And the minister's response was that yes, if a responsible department that knows that they can't, if they don't, going to utilize it money that they rather give back to National Treasury. So for this 2015-16 financial year, it's 1 billion rand that was allocated to the department that was not spent, of which 827 was given back to National Treasury. Then we hear that we've got positions that's been not filled. I recall that a previous CFO, when we asked her why did she not spend the previous budget, this 2 billion rand, the question was that in the previous financial year, the Auditor General gave your partner hiring because she could not show the documentation received from the municipalities of all the entities that were given money. And then she indicated that they've got a resolution or resolved the problem by appointing quantity surveyors. Now we're in a new financial year, and infrastructure is one of the most critical part of South Africa's problem of water and sanitation. You still, despite the fact that 827 million was given back to National Treasury, you still managed to underspend more than 100 million on infrastructure. Whilst on a daily basis, we indicate to the department, here's a problem, here's a problem. So, I want to know from the department, what is your challenge is not spending your budget? It's criminal not to spend money that's been allocated to you on infrastructure. We've only got 11.6 billion rand allocated for infrastructure for this financial year. How much of that money is not going to be spent? So, Chair, really, it's now the second year in a row that we get to a point that, you know, this is a nice trick play by the department to give back 827 because it's responsible to do that. But in fact, it's 1 billion rand, once again, in the previous financial year, that was underspent, or should have been underspent, because they don't have the capacity, and numerous times, we requested this department to indicate to this portfolio committee, what is your challenges? It does not help us. Every year we get these underspend and you cannot tell us what are your challenges, why can't you spend the money? It's not as if there is no problems outside. We know there is huge problems outside. Then you don't spend your money. Please, just, then the last question is, in a report that served before the portfolio committee earlier this year, somewhere in May, you indicated that 2.9 billion rand is owed by municipalities and water holds to you. What is happening to that 2.9 billion? Are you collecting it? Are you going to write it off? Or how are you dealing with it? I think we should get a comprehensive report on that. How are they going to deal with that 2.9 billion? Because we are looking for money, although I am saying that even if we have the money, we can't spend it.
But there's 2.9 million outside there that's been owed to this department, and it seems it's not changing anything within the department. Again, the Ministerial Water Related Project.
Are you also
living up to your template here for. Check this in. I don't change that channel. Don't miss what we will do. Every time new faces are coming in, it's time to speak there. New faces come here, speak this, we spoke that, we will speak that. It's a time present in the future. No, but we must also look at the issue. Every time we are changing people, it does not do us any good in this environment. In the outcome, if we look at all the outcome, what is it going to say? What is it going to say? Are we having an internal audit committee which look at all the people to say here, sometimes they did not bring documents. When did you start doing monitoring that? People are not submitting audit or invoices to you for documents. When do you start to see that? Is it the time when you come here in a plane or when you really want to meet you? If you come to this line of program, not a program. You say there are lack of skills in sanitation. Where? Is it national, municipality, or what level is the office in sanitation? Perhaps you may look in here confidently so. Who said to us, when we said to you, I imagine not good, you said, we said June, it's a bad June, 12 hours I bet my life, that's what you're saying. The teacher said that. The teacher said that, I bet with my life, where's the life now? We wanted her now, it's not all the bed. So you can ask, you said your life, now it's up us. It's up us, but the eradication has not been finished.
Oh, you want to see my man.
You keep on moving time frames, postpone and postpone. And if I get listened, wanted it to be finished with you, what is it going to do that? Well, I'm not here the way you follow your plans, etc.
Thank you very much. I must not be that much angry. You see, you haven't said it to me,
Martin. If you do not then they ask in which of these words where these texts were given, as we mentioned here, in which of those words, because obviously most of the words in the prophecies were not these texts. Even the area I have in my own family, people have to put the containers along the road. I think one just has to raise
and that is a report from the Department of Water, from himself, made three clarifications. The third clarification that will reduce the 88,127 buckets to 58,010 buckets relates to Nelson Mandela Bay, where you will find approximately 19,000 buckets toilets in the informal area. So that automatically reduces the target from. The second clarification, as well as the third clarification, relates to the Free State province, where again there was an overestimation of area using the bucket toilets, which reduced it from about 43 to about 35,000 buckets in existence. The exact figures are available. But that's the clarification. So if you take the 19,400, including the 10,000 from the Free State province, we'll then arrive at the 58,010 bucks. Immediately when the function was transferred from the human equipment to water sanitation, we conducted our own investigation just to confirm that indeed these are the areas and these are the number of buckets that need to be eradicated. That figure, Chair, came to about 55,237 in my memory, certainly one. That is the back of the network that we are busy addressing. I just want to give the committee just some of the figures. So that means then of the, I just want to get my report this year for the day. Of the 55,237, currently today, 23,754 of those buckets are completely flushing and headed over to destination. It will then leave us with a balance of 31,483 buckets to complete. And that is split between work outstanding by the implementing agents, in particular Bloomwater in the Free State, and Seligman Water in the Northern Cape in the Salt Lake region. With the balance of that 17,146 then remaining was the Department of Water and Sanitation. Chair, I also need to indicate that as we record progress, specifically for the court safety report and for the contact, I think, Chair, we have in our previous meeting indicated what would have been the measure of our evidence of performance. And there are three. One is a happy letter signed by a number of stakeholders, including the beneficiary, the contractor, and the department. The second measure of performance will be an acceptance letter from the municipality to say, yes, the services that you've provided, we are now taking them over in terms of cooperation and maintenance. Now, Chair, I think when we, at some point, present our first court report for 1670, you will need a picture from what we are doing here before you get to
thank you.
in that guy. Now, it's better of us then, because at some point there must be those consequences, if you like. We cannot go on that. We cannot be told wrong things all the time. Besides the fact that we have even warned you that, no, take it to June so that you give yourselves enough time. Instead of March. For you to be able to say, yes, you shall be able to deal with the issue of eradication of that case in the country. That's what you said at first. The rip war some. We are at that point now, wherein we're going to get another report, first quarter, so we're told. Second quarter, there will be another report, and so on. I think this is something that we seriously have to start among ourselves and not the part. As to really what happened and what the context. It cannot just be business as usual. Otherwise, officials, they tell you, among themselves and the community. They are here today as members of parliament, tomorrow they are going to be out. We're going to get another team. And ours, we have a job. They're going to come and go. They're going to remain. That's the language among themselves. Let's go down. I think we have come to a point where we need to really begin fight. as a committee. We have to find a way of really having to fight. It cannot be permanent as well. Can continue.
Budget in summary of the 3,500 budget that we have left, 24,000 on fixed equity. That leaves us with about 794 infrastructures today. And the main reason for the delayed construction though is because the houses in primarily been allocated to projects. Our third project has had a mess of sewer. Design makes it very difficult for normal machinery to move between the houses excavated. The 24,040 was our target, 34,246 of those structures are actually completed. Of that, 8,527 of them are crushing, 15,000 of them completed, just pending the finalization of the infrastructure. So that is to conclude then in the Northern Cape program, out of the 16 projects, 8 of them are complete as we speak. In the 3-3, out of the 14 are complete. In the Eastern Cape, 2 of the 3 projects are complete. In the Northwest, to our records check, the 2 projects that we've identified that usually are against the market, we have completed those projects and are the most effective. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you,
Chair.
We are opposed by lesson. We are not saying that to be given the infrastructure. But we would also especially infrastructure appreciate that the committee understands that we are implementing projects and the better the that of their own community and the entity that sometimes is not as compromised. The case in mind that if you look at the reasons why it was stated, the reason that it was stated for others is quite big change. It's a lot of provision. The money goes to the internet. We can't spend it. And we can't control that treatment of that particular person. It is an argument. And if that argument is raised, then we can't get into that. So the area where we did not spend on the project, it was a great asset. And I really did not say that we are happy with but looking at the problem, and I keep on the problem. The problem is understood by 2 billion. And we try to understand it. And I'm wondering, the whole year, trying to say that every child. And if I want to go back to member where you say, the man doesn't find the phone. I think the DDFTDJ is interesting. There's no way the money could tally with the performance, the federal infrastructure, in the midst of the church. Where in the jobs, we had to intervene on a daily basis. We were not able to see that today the people in the community is so unhelpful. I think it's a challenge, it's a shame to amongst the joy, we really don't know what we're doing. Because we really could not control it. We had to write and we had to, at some stage you could feel that we're not allowed to control, and it's nature that was made us to run a paper today. So that's why some of the money had to be diverted to drought areas. Hence then, in drought, you could not see development because water can damage, water has been to pay for. In some instances, some of the water collectors brought in, we had to bail them out of it. So the situation was not normal. We are not saying the situation is perfect. We are far from being perfect. We are trying our best. I want to zoom into the issue of some kind of getting in all those areas. We did, in fact, intervene in those areas as far as I'm concerned. So in the 10 we have been deployed from the internal construction team. They are actually still there. They are permanently there. We are trying to intervene. But we also have a business plan for Umkhanya Mugere that we developed together with Umkhanya Mugere municipality, Umkhanya Children. And that involves the transport team, the hotel drop team. We have also intervened there because there was just no water, Richard Bay was going to come down. We had quick getting into the mission plan. We are trying to also put in the transport team. Running rather with the business plan of the business plan. And I'm sure that it's going to see that in the media, because I think we've got about two tunnels already in the ground. Running parallel with that, we are already trying to go on a tender. The process has started with the SDL processes, where we are trying to look at a permanent solution for the transport. So we all understand, we can't allow the customer to go down. It's not amazing. Yes, you are right to say that we should have known that there was going to be drought beforehand. Yes, we have not known. We are not going to approach this anyone is from, but we are here to try it. Running parallel with that on that movement is the issue of who will look at then we are talking, we don't have money. We are trying to get Mr. Tudor. We met on a Friday afternoon last week. We are meeting with Mr. Tudor. What about the acting chief of that in part of that discussion? Basically, that expense is about 7 million. We have made our politicians to commit to it. Unfortunately, we are also looking at the situation where we have all these big ambitions, especially in infrastructure. When you go to treasure, as I tell you, that there's not even a new, there's not an expense that you are going to get. There's no new money for the next recording. You have to use it for the day. So we are juggling. The reality is that the need. The need on the ground, how much capacity the supply of money that we have. And we have said that in some instances, perhaps we have to begin to indicate outside the ball. We are not disputing the fact that we are not doing very well. And we are, as a department, trying to continue to see how well we do things, make sure that we run our operations effectively, efficiently. Yesterday I spent an evening almost half a day sitting with COPS and saying, shouldn't we be building there? This gap between ourselves and culture in terms of deploying resources. Where in need and our big and water sensitive countries, we put the resources together, especially in particular areas like the blue plain that I'm talking about, like in West Kokuna, like in Mopani, like in Zembe, Kasabisa is part of the blue plain I'm talking about. So we are trying to do those things. But I am saying the need is surpassing. And we are trying to. I am not saying that we are perfect teachers. On the issue of the demonstrated rehabilitation, then again, I was trying to put things into context to say we will then appeal to the committee that perhaps
when they spend, we really appreciate them and we welcome them. But the amount of money that is really justified. We can now go to the issue of the sexual administration. The reasons were put in for the sexual administration. The amount of loss is really in such instruments. It was not our fault. It was not given and community analysts directed to the Department of Health and Sanitation. It was directed to the Department. It's not happened there were equipment of the church. We have not a problem with that. Only equipment of the church in some of them. We had to wait for the procurement of new equipment. So those reasons really have not our control. And my understanding is that even in construction contract law, there is something called regulation. And most of the things here, committees is understanding. Whether it is the issue of this measure, you can't have all these things in that you have to be in control of this measure, how to this measure. The issue of the equipment they have to which is not even directed to us, directed to the family, that is part of this measure. It is beyond our control. We have appointed a service provider. The service provider cannot provide the access. We have before you can now say, move out of my site, but I can then bring in new service provider. There are legal frameworks that we have to operate within the South Africa. Yes, we have done that. We have removed the service provider, but it can't help from the man. You have to engage. There are steps our civil procedure and our procurement processes. Make it clear that you will do this after 30 days, after 20 days. And all of the things that we come across here. We are not saying all is not right, but we are saying that we really appreciate to be blamed in case where we have not done well. We have not done well in the construction of this. If you look at everyone. And then again, where we are checking why the committee did that. If you look at the issue of, let's go to the next chair.
Let's put it on record. We're not blaming anyone. We're doing our work. We're doing our oversight work. And the executive and administrative behind has run out. That's all we're doing.
The contract between the committee is owned by the committee approved by the for support that. Why? Because they can move from Israel to Ukraine now. They then escalate those issues, they become pirates in a quarter one. So that link is that because which is essentially where we deal with the, how we relate to one another. But that many issues, I'm new in this community, but I'm telling you that I pick up a lot that affects me. And it can only work when we work together. When we respect the oversight, the oversight will take effect that they're implementing. At the same time, people outside there are the ones of the and the department is one of the chief departments. And I don't want to deal with the former council as a chief minister, deal with the king and the prince now. The whole thing deals with the same river. I like to have the EAPFM. Our people want to see this. And that's the part of the local people. And that's something very, very important. The heart of the people are not the local people. And what we're going to do is we're not going to be. We're not taking pictures yet. Closing pictures. They're getting what happened. And they're going to account all the issues with what they're going to do. And then, as the main thing in the picture, the way that we build with Eddie is really the reality.
And also just in conclusion, confirm that again, what brings us here, at the end of the day, all of us, both from this side and also from this side, is a yen for the improvement of people's lives for the better. Nothing else but the machine. All our friends, all our friends here, we may be friends in the course of time on this or on that, but what brings us together here is to improve the lives of people for the better. Nothing else. So all what we do here, from this side and from this side, is it works in that direction. So relax, but do your work.
My apologies if I may have struggled with this. I'm uncomfortable with the conversation you had to ask. Because I have some people that have not been on here for 18 months. We gave second quarter third quarter. That's why the budget was shifted to team members. We took that the line was because we could see that we're not and the reason was more regulation than the NRP, especially on the UFCT. We had to surrender the money. Our EID was not on the platform. So we had to make sure that the money that doesn't get lost in the system. On the civilians, the appointment of the contractor also, it got to me. But also need to say, now we are going to be appointed next month because the contractors are already out on the war. We are already evaluating. We should be appointing at the end of this month, at the end of August. Then we are going to be appointing end of September. In the Nandolin Dami, as you saw, we could not move forward because the contractor objected to the contractor that was appointed. They have to have a letter of us and say, let us review. So if you are done, they need a payment to us and say, continue with the project. They need it because it's already a country. So it is always an issue that goes there. We are very successful for where we are here. So that's something we have appointed the contractor. We accepted your moving and then we have the situation. We can't move because of regulatory areas. But we are absolutely, as we are on, we are trying out. Very trying out.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my colleague. I'm going to deal with a question on the validation and verification the actual underachievement was the delay that it took us to procure the service providers to embark on validation and verification process, which is now a national process where we are dealing with the 9 catchment process. So we have then subsequently appointed the service providers who are already coming to work. The main focus of this validation and verification exercise is to see at the end of this exercise whether we will have more water to allocate to historically disadvantaged people, and that is linked up with the water allocation reform program of the department. That is legislated. It is in the legislation describe how we are to do it, and we are doing it in that way. It involves community participation, community engagement. We'll go to Obama and say, according to our methodology, law allocation is X amount. However, you are underutilizing. Or if you are underutilizing, then you have to surrender that water to the minister as the custodian of the nation's water resources. So out of that process, we will merge with water that will be made available for all priority emerging farmers, for historically disadvantaged, for new sectors, for new informal sectors. I would like to submit a written progress report which details the exact steps that we have taken and exactly where we see ourselves going. And we did speak to the chairperson about this importance of water allocation reform, making more water available to the rural. That's why we are transforming a lot of our water industry in order to be able to service unserved areas and our community. So I think that the actual delay was in the procurement, but now that the procurement is completed, the work is progressing well. So we will bring a written report.
The money owed to WPD by the various places of government, the honorable member has requested maybe 84 giving details. But as far as I know, that there is our minister has returned to both Copta and National Treasury, and then the engagements are underway. I think that maybe the progress is not going to be.
I
Direct from the trailer.
there are ones about like Citibank who have taken over either like in that country where the intervention will come before, then the process is underway. So we will provide updates on that to the court as we receive progress.
Okay, so then the second round of questions, Stephen is Makondo and myself to go, but I haven't talked yet.
Other issues talks to your budget application. And that is the mistake that you have got budget from the it is not a mistake. Then we have got a problem. Don't know where are these buckets and how many are they. The issue of target date is something for other things. When you, I did in there remove my spreadsheet because I was not very sure. On several occasions, including the minister, and said that the markets are in Northwest, in Eastern Cape, in Northern Cape, and South East. There's no market in South East, there's no market in the Mobile, there's no market in other provinces. So I just want to ask him whether the information that is here is correct. I would appreciate it if it's not correct. That's the issue that I want to understand. Thank you.
Yeah. You understand? Now, all bands are around you. Every YouTube, you can have that over there. So, what kind of that room?
And then that could be easy to allow for what is the location or something else.
if it's under the Department of Water and Sanitation, it's going to be a huge collection.
Okay, thanks for all of those. I'm not two ones who relate to risk management issues. Unfortunately, spent and what resources do we have?
Rand, for 187 million rand is a huge amount of money. Although it's 1% of the budget, it could have filled a lot of holes in the infrastructure in the country.
Thank you, Chief. Before I allow my colleagues to elaborate on some of the matters, I need to state that from the chair, we do not have a question. Now, we did nothing after the state for the testimony. We do not have any contract with such a company for Malala.
The performance indicator number 60 actually had indicated that our target has been 150, but in terms of our performance, we are at 124.
Sorry, just
stop the pen. Sorry, I did not even. Chair, you were asking the question that was raised. Honorable member had asked. He was interested in determining the number of data collection. How long does it take from the time we are issuing an invoice to the time we are receiving the actual cash? That is the people who owe us money. So we are saying we have set a target that within 150 days we should be receiving the money that is being owed to us. So in terms of our performance and average days that it takes for us to receive funds into our account after invoicing is about 124 days.
Okay. reported in the preliminary report of the fourth quarter, some buckets were in the Limpopo province. That was the area in capturing of the progress in that particular province. But on good record, we don't have any formal buckets in the Limpopo province. So it was just a capturing error, which was corrected in the final verified report.
If that is the case, then I will never have a problem with the quality of the report that has the quality of the report. If such information pass all the things of the department to the extent that I have here and check, then I will never have a problem. With all the information.
Impact on the ground. You will not have impact on the ground on us
on the game. That's not the end of the village. It's only the beginning and the middle of the village. But that's what we are trying to work towards. But in terms of the HP, I think the Baba has assisted up to a certain extent to make sure that there are quarterly milestones that we are able to measure our performance against the budget. It may not be perfect at the moment, but I'm not sure that she wants to add on that. But we are really working on that.
in agriculture. Your tariff regime so far was in the country. How they get to do their own self-driving. So, as I say, this could be an opportunity for more important. Do you want to say the last word?
Thank you.